Hey Taita Ola Zimbabwe Omuhle ndinomgamchira emchirongo chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection which yours truly your boy uBig Mike aka Mike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe Omuhle to our youth program Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome Zimbabwe Omuhle once again namhlanje. Today is Tuesday the 25th of June 2019. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, ndinomgamchira emchirongo chedu chevechidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe Omuhle to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Welcome. Tonight on The Connection, we are discussing the economic situation in the country following the dumping of the nation's multi-currency system. For those that do not know, Minister of Finance, uProfessor Mthuli Ncube, yesterday announced ukuthi ilizwe lethu does not use multi-currencies anymore. Imali yakwamanye amazwe, imali ekunze kwenyika, ma US dollar, ma Pula Nema Rand, Anzina Professor Mthuli Ncube, they do not work in the country anymore. This means that ilizwe lethu eZimbabwe now only has one official tender, one official trade tender in the country. That means kana muri muZimbabwe mofana ngoshandisa ma RTGS, EcoCash, uyeje ma bond notes. In a meeting today with journalists, President Emmerson Mnangagwa reiterated government's position, something that was echoed by Professor Mthuli Ncube yesterday. Let's take a look.
And then most of them will still be deadly. How much money do you think Zimbabwe could make from the sale of ivory if you got the next?
Zimbabwe has gone back to normalcy. And the normalcy is a country must have its own currency. That's normalcy. We were living in an abnormal situation, and you should be the first to congratulate us for becoming normal again. As regarding the second aspect of your question about, the national currency, what we have removed with the basket of currency, we have removed them. And our current currency is denominated either by the coins, the bond note, or the RTG. All that is domestic. It's still allowed to do the national transactions in the economy. But we have not banned the possession of any other currency, except you cannot transact in any shop. If you want to buy your tea and they have your American dollar or your euro, Bloomberg or American dollar, then you must go to bureau to change. You change there and go and have your coffee. That's what they've done. That's what is normal. That's what they've done.
I won't ban our stocks. We'll keep our stocks. And there's no crime in keeping our stocks.
All right, Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Those were the sentiments echoed by President Emmerson Mnangagwa today when he was speaking with the journalists. Well, that notion was met by resistance, of course, folks, by some members of the business community in Mashingo who have continuously sold their goods in US dollars. New currency aside, Zimbabwe's economy has been met by several different economical problems, such as the electricity shortage in the country. This is something that's affecting businesses in different manners, especially abantu abasakhulayo, young entrepreneurs. So I'm looking to hear from you all, Zimbabwe Omuhle, ukuthi konke lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni. Patinotarisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika. How is this affecting you, sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe? Takatarisira kuva nema business men and business women vachanga vachipinda muchirongwa vari vanhu vechidiki vachanga vachitudzawo kuti ivo chekutanga, what is their opinion when they're talking about quote unquote new currency iripo munyika nokuti we can't call it new nokuti tagara tichishandisa ma RTGS tagara tichishandisa eco cash chango chinja ndechekuti chi you can't use mari yekudzimwe nyika and by you can't means you cannot use it as an official trading currency. +12024650318 is the number to call, or you can text us on WhatsApp Zimbabwe Muhle. Oh, sorry, let me fix that. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call us live on air, or of course you can text us on WhatsApp on +12024650318. Tikutefa nyira pa masai sai anoti 909 medium wave frequency pa 4930 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisa ukubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet tikutepfenyira pane ma web page edu matatu. We're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com, we're broadcasting live on www.voashona.com, and we're also broadcasting live on www.voandevelet.com. However, Zimbabwe Muhle, for our Facebook fanatics, labo abathanda I Facebook, we're live streaming as we speak on our three different Facebook pages, those being voashona, voandevelet, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. So linga kohle phela zilukandaba musakanganwe kuisa ma like nema heart kana muchifarira chirongwa kana muchifarira zvamurikunzwa zviri kubuda pachirongwa motudzawo maondore enyu nyorai pama Facebook page edu matatu VOA Shona VOA Ndebele uyezve pa VOA Studio 7 and most importantly don't forget to share kuitira kuti tione no wandu wedu.
Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana utaura neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle at Big Mike 3 is the username. Go Twitter, njalo go Instagram. Go to Zimbabwe Muhle, musakangano tripana papa mapeje edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele for the next hour. Saka msatize mchienda umchino nditsvaga ku Twitter ne ku Instagram, ndiri pano pa mapeje edu, amufarira zvikuru sa. Welcome, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you just joined us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection with your boy, yours only, Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike, nasi tugu tarisa nyaya ye mamiru wakaita upumi wenyika. Nezuro chaye takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube acha announce achita aiwa nyika yedu aicha shandise mari yekudzimwe nyika. Hanzi kana une US dollar, kana une bond, kana une pula, hanzi chimbo makasa, chimbo mira, nekuta aicha shande munyika. Kuti tinzwe kuti nyaya iri kunetsa anana businessman anana businesswoman seiko munyika tabatawo umwe wechidiki ane business rake riri munyika Mr. Tendai Choto. Vachoto wakamwaka mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki.
Tinotenda kuva muchirongwa mukoma Mike.
Nyaya iri mumugango mainzwa mamiriro akaita upfumi wenyika nezuro takanzwa kuti nyaya yekushandisa mayusa, nyaya yekushandisa mapula uyezve nyaya yekushandisa mari yekudzimwe nyika wo makasa hazvichashande munyika. Imi somwe wechidiki anoita business munyika makatambirwa mazwi ava Mthuli Ncube seiko?
Hatina kuzvitambira nekufara nekuti tinotarisa kuti chakambokonzeresa kuti tive nemamulti currencies chii uyezve tagadzirisa here zvakakonzeresa kuti tekutanga tinge tine multi currency. Takaongorora nyaya iyi tichiizeya tinoona kuti nyika iri kuda kuprinta mari, naizvozvo vanhu vanobva vashaya confidence nemari yemunyika yemuZimbabwe nekuti mari yemunyika yeZimbabwe haina chiri kuisupporta. Mari kuti ive mari vanhu vanofanira kunge vane confidence nayo. Ini ndiri umwe wevanhu vakadzidza zveupfumi inova economics. So the basic definition of money is that it must be a generally accepted medium of exchange. Saka tiri kuona local currency yedu RTGS kana kuti vanoti ma bond notes achiva chinhu chiri kugamuchirika kuvanhu vazhinji nekuti vanhu vazhinji havana vimbo yekuti chinokwanisa kuchengetedza upfumi hwavo machiri. Saka kuiswa kwezimudhola ndingangoti nekuskrepwa kwakaita multi-currency regime nezuro zvichakonzeresa kurwadza chaizvo kune vanhu vari mubhizimusi nekuti nyika ichange yaku vazhinji vachatadza kupokiwa zvinhu zvakawanda zvavanoda mumabhizimusi avo nekuti currency yatinenge tichishandisa haisi kugamuchirika. Chinhu chekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kunyunyuta chaizvo nekuda kwenew currency iyoyi.
Right, vacho regai ndikubvunze, when we go back not so long ago, Vamthuli Ncube vasati vatora matanho ekuva finance minister, the first thing I remember clearly him saying was, inangu, when I get into office, the first thing I want to do is remove the bond. Fast forward, he still hasn't removed the bond. The bond became what many would refer to as a trading incentive. It wasn't supposed to be a currency. So in what form, how did it then progress forward to a stage and point whereby it became the official tender and removing the other things that people regarded as official tenders within within Zimbabwe?
Inini sekuona kwangu ndinoona kunge Vamthuli Ncube havana ku havaiuya vachida kutukuwana basa iri rekuva finance minister. Vanga vane maonero avo avaiita ekunze. Pavakapinda mukati menyika yeZimbabwe vachiona the intricate of the economic situation and vave in the government, I think at one point he then realizes that he cannot maneuver very, very much without controlling the monetary policy. However, I am disappointed because Professor Mthuli Ncube seemed to have made a 180-degree U-turn from what he had said, because I remember very well, and I was part of a discussion with my friends and colleagues about, and we were excited about the coming in of Professor Mthuli Ncube. But I think it's more political than economic, because one would really not bring in, would not scrap the multi-currency regime if you have not addressed the fundamentals. And this is just a self-destructive path. This matter will not end very well. Because you look, there are a lot of things that are to be considered. We are a net importer. We import more than we export. Mm-hmm. So how are we going to finance the gap of our imports?
All
practically
right.
Almost everything is imported.
Mm-hmm. Vachoto regain bokubata ipamuromo nditore muteereri, but I have a couple of questions ndamboverenga ma comments evateereri edu. They are very, very crucial questions that I'm hoping you can address. Saka chimbobata iparare nditore muteereri handiti baba.
Alright,
utabolo kone kutwini, lukanya ngani luya chisa, kutwa sesi le currency izim dola ikona, kutwa ngao le mali ya kwa manyamazwe, bond pula, I think it's a bond, pula rand US dollar panzi, no, doesn't work in the country. Wati ngitate mlaleli, sizu uti yena utini. Kola kola mtereri, wekutanga apina mjirongwa, ndia naripari nari.
Hello.
Hey, baba, zuru fambe.
Ngiyakhuluma Nkosi yami.
Sipilile baba, ngibani okhonekwe ngweni?
NguDumezweni Ndlovu.
Ndlovini, usungenile kuhlelo baba, unjani?
Ngisiphilele mfowethu.
Udabula khona egudwini uluzwile baba. Sesi nangu uhulumende uthi nxa ule bond, sengisithi bond, nxa ule user, nxa ule pula, nxa ule rand, hayi akusasebenze elizweni. Wena uthini ngalokho?
Okokuqala ngibone ngani uhulumende wethu ube lezigwenxa ku-economic policy. Uyabona ukuthi nxa usenza ama-decision ku-economic policy kumele kube le ndlela yokuyenza esingathi thina yi-survey, ukuthi into leyo yenzayo izaba lomphumela onjani. Then ususenza esingathi thina economic consultative forum, ubize ama-consultative partners amaningi, then ama-ideologists amaningi, uzwe ukuthi kuhamba njani. So phithi into ezivabheke amani, sasilama-institutions amakhulu njengabo-University of Zimbabwe, o-NUST, silama-olecturer, o-professor abazingcitshi ekwenzela izinto lezi ababizwa inxa yokuthi vele education eZimbabwe academically ikhangelele phansi. Ngithanda ukuthi uthi uhulumende lezi gwenxa uzahlalele lezi gwenxa ngoba kananzelele ukuthi vele imfundo iqakathekile. Iso pithi yokuthi i-decision le ayenzileyo ayilunganga. Okunye futhi enhlala ngutsho uhulumende kayenelise ukuvuselela ibhenki baba. I-banking sector eZimbabwe isile abantu abasebenki bayesaba ngoba ukuthi ibank ayiniki iinterest. Ibank kumele inike iinterest baba. Ibank ifana lenhliziyo epompa igazi. Kumele imali isekhulethe omunye ayithathe umuntu A ayithathe uB ayithathe uC ayibole uD ayicupha. Njalo njalo imali isekhulethe sethu sikhuluma ngokuvuselela iindustry yethu. Iindustry le bank sector kuhamba ndawonye ngumuntu lomzakho. Omunye yi-oxygen omunye igazi. Abenza ibiology ungakhiphi i-oxygen there's no life. Ungakhiphi igazi there's no life. Kuhamba ndawonye baba.
Awungitshele ke baba Ndlo ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na?
Yeah, umuntu osakhulayo ngoba ngi-handicapped ku disability portfolio sithi thina even anxa ngiyi 42 years ngumuntu osakhulayo ngoba abantu abagogekileyo saphuza ukungena esikolo samarginalized ungakuthi nawe ngena ugrade 1 ngile 12 years so umuntu osakhulayo ngoba vele uya suspecta 12 years from 42 ukuthi nge 32
disadvantage
angizezwanga ayezwa umumo elizwe so ngiyi youth engaboniyo emela ilungile labantu njalo ngithanda ukuthi uhulumende abantu abagogekileyo bathwele izinto kakhulu abangaboni kalungisa into zakhe ze-economy a consult into ehluphayo ukuthi akukhonse kunje thina bangaboniyo sibizwanga o council for the blind abatshelwanga o national league for the blind azange batshelwe abantu abangaboniyo bathwele nzima kulama talking systems asincedisayo ukuthi sisebenzise izimali zwaye ezibuyayo you know I get to wonder abasifuni phezulu ukuthi basiconsult basiqhathe sibatshele ukuthi sifunani sithwele nzima labo gogo emakhaya abakwazi izinto lokho so we need to have a consultative forum singakwenzi izinyo izinto bonani uhulumende kumele ukuqalisele khona phiko phela ukubusa kwangkhona madoda
right awungitshele ke Ndlovu njengoba isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili siguguteka nina njengabantu angithi ushilo wathi ngumuntu ongisakhulayo nina njengabantu abasakhulayo abaphilele izweni how are you surviving bafo how
ukuzima baba siphila ngegod's grace uja kubudgeteki uyisiguya family person abantwana sehle uthi siyaba angila sicathulo ngihamba esicathulo esisodwa I'm a teacher by profession sebenze bewas lapha ukudlula ubaba uDumezweni uDlovu nqa ngiyathi usicathulo sami sezisibobokile can you imagine we just kuyasikhathaza labantwana abasela inspiration they can't even see they can't even wish when I was learning way back I used to be like my teacher I used to be like you my professor yakhumbula ngisakhula ngangihawukela ukuthi baba umgqabo ukhuluma njani isikhiwa ngangile zilo ukuthi I need to read o Shakespeare pass and even linguist but that zeal has just vanished.
Hayi sikuzwile Ndlovini danki ngokungena kuhlelo make sure ukuthi next week uzaba ukhona ngithi baba.
Ngiyabonga obe thanks very much.
Baba. Thank you so much. Right liyamuzwa ayi ngibonela ama hearts lama likes vele they were raining abantu bayathanda lokho kushiwe nguNdlovu. UNdlovu ushilo wathi hayi first things first, it's very important for people to consult all stakeholders elizweni. Libabuze ukuthi kanti is this exactly what you guys want before making ama decisions akhona? Very, very happy about the fact ukuthi we have one member of the business community elizweni uTendai Choto. Tendai uchiripo parunarera.
Ndiripo.
Right. Manzi wazwa zvitaurwa navaNdlovu here kana ndombokusana ngurai. Right, Ndlovu was making a lot of points there. The first one being, he finds it very important that before government makes decisions, they need to consult all stakeholders. You, of course, being part of the business community, Elizwen, were you guys consulted? Or Magango Mukao Zhagungunzi, no more USA, no more Pula, no more Rand?
There was no consultation. I actually found it on a... I learned of this on Friday afternoon. There is a journalist I follow called Hope Yoshinono. He made the announcement on his page that there is something that is cooking. And yes, we knew that this is the only last route that the government would take, really, because they cannot maneuver in stabilizing the economy. According to Professor Mkilingobe, using the U.S. dollar. But however, I think he is actually, this will worsen the situation on the ground because people have no confidence in the RTGS. Mm. It has been eroded of value. So you can't really introduce something and ban something that is valuable, something that is critical to the functioning of a number of things, sectors in Zimbabwe, and say that there is no more multi-currency regime. Like I earlier on said, that this will not end well. We need the sufficient conditions that are necessary for the reintroduction of a Zim dollar. I don't know whatever term we may call it when it comes, mm-hmm. but I think it must be backed by production, and it cannot just be introduced via speculation. It will not end well.
Right. Ndine umwe muteereri parunare, but regai ndikubvunze one more question before I go to the caller.
Okay.
Now, you know, usually Manzwa zvataurwa navamunangagwa, he was saying kuti it's very important for any country in the world to have their own currency. He was talking about how Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. How he's saying, Kuti, some people, there's some people, like I explained earlier on, who are very defiant, who are still selling stuff, nema yusa, nema rand, and so forth in their stores. Vamunangagwa vari kuti aiwa chinhu chakakosha zvikuru sakuitira kuti nyika ive necurrency yavo. You know, if you go to Britain, you use the British pound. If you come to America, you use the US dollar. If you go to Botswana, you use the Botswana pula. If you go to South Africa, you use the South African rand. So what's wrong with Zimbabwe using the Zimbabwean dollar?
Okay, fine. First and foremost, I totally agree that a country, a sovereign country, must have its own currency.
Mm-hmm.
But the currency must be supported, because there is no need to introduce a currency that we are seeing freely floating on the, because we use the black market as the basis of what's going on, what's the value of that currency. It's losing value. It's not gaining. There is no meaningful production that's happening in Zimbabwe. So once we do not, if we do not have the sufficient conditions to support a currency, we should not jump the gun and just say we want to have our own currency for the sake of having our own currency. The question that people would have in their mind is, are we not heading to troubled waters of 2008? Because mm-hmm. we should have learned from 2008, the economic tsunami and earthquake that we experienced as Zimbabweans, and I think we have institutional memory to go back to understand what worked and what did not work. So we cannot continue to do same things and expecting different results. To me, I'm not impressed. But it is the right thing to have a currency. But the currency should be backed by production. But we have no real production in the country at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right. Regain to them tereri wachoto, then ndukudzoka kwa muri. Ndukudzoka ndine mtereri, ekwe ngweni, kola mtereri, mapinda mchirongwa, mbano kone ekwe ngweni. Mtereri, hello.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Unjani?
What right here?
Mushe, mkoma haripari nare hapo ndiani?
Mkoma ngoni.
Mkoma ngoni, ndimi kama tupinda mjirongwa, tino mkamjirai?
Tapinda. Imita merina yonde kwa re, nangirire, yes, tatisa, na uri farira, because nike uma tambo, because we're right now to that tarisa. But we have tisa, that tarisa ndiju, I thought we shand in nita. My price, my show people must ask it because Vaguda was tear up any red, but one of the Engaji US for the tier of a break market. But as you shunned, what is in the group in the Mika? The Vagun, the rooms is a thing with the forex, but the forex as it got up, China Mika, and it's going to be in sorrow. The rope of the storm boy pass.
Zvino mukoma ngoni ndimi kamuri pa ground apa ku Zimbabwe. Tiudzeiwo kuti imi muri kurarama sei sezvo economy vanhu vari kuchema chema kuti yane nguva refu zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka.
Wangu kurama kwaoma ikozvinezvo vakati asati vashandise zvikarareta mari acho nemareta ari munhu akutambira mosvazhinji akutambira $25-$30 havasina mari zvicharararama.
Manje kana makuti munhu wese ari kutambira $20 $30 vamunangagwa vari kuti nezero zvekare takanzwa mutulincube achitaurawo zvinhu zvakafanana vachiti isu takudzosa dollar kuitira kuti zvinhu zvese zvive normal munyika. Hanzi kana makutenga nekuti muri kumhanya muchiti kubasa takuda kubhadharwa neusa nekuti hanzi patopinda mashop tobhadharwa nevanhu vari kuti mashopkeeper vari kuti aiwa isu pane price yakachipa yeusa asi bond riri kudhura zvinhu zvese zvofana hanzi maprices amfaudzika. Imi hamubvumirani nazvo here hanzi ndizvo zvatakazviitira kaizvozvo?
Haina handibvumiri nazvo bond isu tofanira kushandisa. Yes, the general is stabilized. You can't have our own currency because we can't have any industry. Economy is a good job. This is the US. You know, boys are stabilized.
Mhm. Aiwa takunza zvakanaka mukoma mukoni tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Mudzoke next week andes.
Amaita basa.
Right, zuluka ndaba liya muzwa nangu mnumzana ungoni ngomunyumlaleli wethu uti hayi mina angithembi lokho kwenziwe nguhulumende. Hanzi izvi zvakaitwa na hurumende. This notion that was done by government. I pansi, I don't support it. Ngatidzokere kuna vachoto tanzwa kuti vari kuti mukoma choto muchiripo parinare. Right, vati rari kupinda muchirongo ari kuchema ari kuchema. Ndamboverenga imwe comment apa pa page redu re VOA Ndebele. Munhu abvunza mvunzo wakanaka zvikurusa. Vandibvunza nyaya yema foreign banks aya munhu andiri munhu wese anga pane vanhu anga ane ma bank account where they used to put ma US dollars ne mari yekunze kwenyika. Varukuti, they, what exactly is going to happen with those accounts? You guys are in the business community. I would like to believe at some stage and point you were working with foreign currency importing stuff.
For sure.
Mm.
We are not so sure because, you know, this move was just a fast move that has caught everyone unawares. So, and they, you know, the advent of the social media also make things worse because there are already messages which are circulating on social media that banks have been stopped from allowing people to access their Nostro accounts. I'm not saying this is an official position. I don't know. I am yet to find out. But if that is the case, it is very regrettable because at some stage, people's FCA accounts, if they are raided, then we are just defeating ourselves. We are not creating the necessary confidence that people would want to invest into Zimbabwe, people would want to do business with us. They have that level of comfort and confidence. So I can't comment on assumptions, but we have to hear what is the next move and how it will be communicated to us as the people in the business and as entrepreneurs. But I think at the moment there is panic, there is a lot of misinformation that is being peddled, and one is really to be selective with information that is coming through. But if it is true, it's really regrettable, and we should learn from the past. I always say the past should always give us lessons. Mm-hmm. It is a key teacher of what not to do and also what to do. So we have been on this road before, and we should learn from the mistakes of the past.
Right. Tichiri panyaya imwe chete your Forex. We've spoken with a couple of young people and businesses, and some of them are saying, when I buy my stuff, I use rands. I go to South Africa, I buy my stuff. When I buy my stuff, I use pulas. I go to South Botswana, I buy my stuff to import. When I go to other places, some places say they want US dollars. So now that the government is saying that the local tender, the official tender, is going to be the bonds, the EcoCash, and the RTGS, where are you guys as the business community supposed to get this Forex from?
If I read very well what Professor Mchelenyobe said yesterday, he says that they are going to support the interbank. But it still has to be seen how they are going to support it. And Zimbabwe practically is a net importer, as I earlier on said. 90% of the things that are being consumed in Zimbabwe are being imported. Mm-hmm. So that is the key challenge to say, how are they going to fund that? And does the interbank have the capacity to provide for the Forex requirement? One has to see, and it's still too early. But what I've seen today in Harare is that people continued accepting US dollars. and I think the big players, they took a position. I won't mention a name, but I went into a big space shop. I wanted to get into their shop this morning. They were closed. So, but the small guys in Kaguri, they were accepting US dollars. So I think actually people will continue trading in the instrument that they feel comfortable about, because you can't go to, you have entrepreneurs who are going to South Africa, to China, to Dubai, bringing wares into the country. They if they accept the RTGS dollar, they will not be able to restock. So it's a tight situation, and one we have to navigate it properly. And let's see. You know, it's now a question of going to be wait and see. But as I've said earlier on, it won't end well. That's the general feeling that I have. That whatever move that is not inclusive, a move that is too fast tracked, that is not support of the people, people may just reject it. Because really, a current should be generally accepted. If people don't accept it, it defeats its purpose of being a current.
All right, Mkoma Choto, regain kubate pamromo, nditore umuom tereri. It's a matter of confidence. Ndizo zvirikutaurwa naTendai. Matter of confidence. Anzi vanhu are not confident in the RTGS. Imi, vateri redu, are you confident? +12024650318. Tinyorere message pa WhatsApp. Lako njalo ukusifonela live ecengweni lingene lani kuhlelo live on air. Lingasifonela kucingo inombolo ngu +12026192077. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi sengilomlaleli ecengweni. Khola mthereri mapinda mjirongwa.
Hello.
Yes, Papa. Zuru Fambe.
Hey, Makasimbe, Rukuma Mike.
Ah, Mushe, Arpar, Nari Apandian.
Ntozi kutu, Nkomba, Nriku Fona, Nripa, Mesina.
Hey, Mkoma, Gomba, Waruku Mesina, Uko. Zuru Fambe, Reku Mesina.
Ah, paka ipa.
Dimika, Muruku, Kunze, Kwenyika, Anzi, Marienyu, Yamuru, Kunze, Aicha, Shande, Mnyika, Munoti, Inazo, Izos.
Yeah, it depends. You could do a Lazango Fana and the Moon, Arguma Matri, Chim Soro, Evachis, or Mudum. Nobody, you could have one ticket and people would have another wrong answer that she should beat it up as she didn't make a good thing. Yeah, you could go to Kamari, Zimbabwe, Shakatanga Muna, 2000, when Vasakato was the Shandama, US dollar, and as you married the good thing you can do here. Shakatashukamuna, 2008. Kuburiza ni inclusive, ndizvo zvakazoita kuti zvisa mari kuAmerica nedzimwe mari dzakaita semaranzi. Iri nyaya yekurakidza kumutsidza upfumi. Saka so far vamutuli mumwe kuti vazosvika pakuzoita danho ravatora iri vari kufungidzira kuti kushandiswa kwedzimwe mari dzekune dzimwe nyika ndizvo zviri kudonhedza ikonomi, asi iri nyaya yeindastri kuti munyika hamuna indastri inoita kuti tikwanise kusumuka mune zveupfumi.
Zvino Mukoma Gomba todi nekuti hurumende iri kuti aiwa nhasi kubva nezuro taakushandisa bond, taakushandisa RTGS, taakushandisa EcoCash. Todi kuti tiendere mberi tivake nyika yedu kuitira kuti munhu wesafari.
Kuti nyika igoneke endere mberi chachirungodiwa chete nyaya yekuti endere mberi shandisa mari dzekudzimwe nyika. Tokwanisa kusumudza chinhu chinonzi indastri, kuti chinhu chakauraya indastri kuti nyaya ye50% yavaitora iyi vari kutoziva ndo vakauraya nyika vanhu ivava. Ndo zvekare vakutanga kuuraya kuti vanhu vangava kutanga kusimuka nemari yekudzimwe nyika. Saka chavari kuda iyo ndechekuti havasi kuda kuti tsuro idye uswa hwakareba. Ndezvavasiri kungoona chinhu zvatiri kungoona apa, bhozi ivo kudzimba dzavanhu ivo vaka vana mutsuri nuvava bhondo havatomboribata.
Saka imi ndoza angu kuti munombosvikawo munyika muri kurarama seiko? Mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe. Muri kurarama sei?
Kurarama pakaita mukoma wangu, nekuti kana vari kumusha vachisowa zvakutongosvika pakutongwaomera mona. Saka nhino kuti ivo vachazofambisa kuti asi aipapa pakatova zvigonogamuchirika zviri nyorezvo.
Aiwa Mukoma Gomba, takunzwai zvakanaka, tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa. Aiwa musatye Mukoma, chirongwa ndechenyu, chogara chikufonerai mopota muchingodzoka. Handiti
handika maita basi.
Right, utabalo kone kutwini mtswakazo muhle, Zimbabwe muhle, lizwile. Kodwa ngiyezwa kuti nginomule mlaleli, tine umwe mutereri abva kupinda pachirongwa, tinotenda vagomba. Kola mutereri abva kupinda muchirongwa, ndiani ari parunare? Mlaleli.
Yebo.
Unjani kutaka?
Ndinofara.
Ari parunare apo ndiani?
Ndirobert ari kutaura Mukoma.
Mukoma Robert. Mapinda muchirongwa, ndiri kuona kuti muri kusouth africa uko. Muri kupi kusouth africa?
ndiri ku Rustenburg.
Mhm. Hanzi na hurumende mari yenyu yamogara muchiunza marand zenyu haticha hanzi a chimbomira muri kutumira hama dzenyu kumusha asi hama dziri kuti hatichakwanise kuishandisa munyika munoti nazvo izvozvo.
Ini semaone zvisaro pane mashoko aya akataurwa nevakuru ama VP vakati it won't work. Hazvishandizi it won't work.
Asi mukoma Robert VP mukoma Robert VP vakati it won't work, it will work, you will work and it will work. Saka VP vakati zvichashanda nenharo nangu mukadi. Eh?
Ya, munoona nyairi kuti ngamwa dzonga dekuti kutaurwa nevamwe vanhu vese vari kutaurawa ichokwadi kuti what currency takayadzokuta for a reason takayadzokuta nekuda kwezvikodzero nekuda kwezvinhu zvaitinetsa mukati menyika yedu ende zvinhu izvona nhasi zvisiripo saka there is no point yekuti what currency your eye will stretch out ndaekuti achiri kutodiwa zvakasimba kuti ange ari anoshanda for the betterment yeupenyu hwevanhu vemuzimbabwe dambudziko rinoitika nderekuti vanhu vakaita sana mutiringuri ava vanouya zvishuva vane shungu yekuita basa zvakanaka. I remember takabve tinavasimba makoni sometime takakuti vana gono mukundonhii murezident muya muya but vanhu iye vane njere dzavo dzakapinza izvozvo wanti vapinda mugavhenmendi yezanup yekuche hamene kuti zvinoitika vanenge vanochinjwa iri mafungiro wopuwa mamwe maideologies asichashande asinesa vanhu imi semaonerandotiza nekuti pavanenge vari kuti mari iyoyi uri kuishandisa palocal market redi ipapapo ndivo kuti vazotumira vanhu vaemutika mutema vachinotora iyo maforeign currency iwa avari kuti iwayo hapanonge ari kushanda for their own good which is very unfair which is very selfish of our leaders saka semaonerandiri kuita imi inhaho ndotinonzi chamutengure chamutava nhava mwana wosva mudumbu mai wosva musana abereka umwe ndiani pakadai apo.
Aiwa takunzwa zvikuru samukoma Robert, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handiti.
Zvakanaka, thank you so much.
Right, nangu munyu mulaleli uyangena kuhlelo uRobert uti hayi hayi loko kwenziwa nguhulumende I'm not happy. Kodwa silokhu sikudaba lunye lwesimo somnotho Zimbabwe muhle nguva ndidzo dzakuenda. Ai, nguva dzinomhanya mani. Nguva kuZimbabwe uko dzava 8:37 kunoku kuAmerica 2:37 chirongwa The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Tichiri panyaya imwe chete as we continue the conversation about the current state of the Zimbabwean economy. Another thing that seems to be affecting isimo somnotho elizweni nyaya yeproduction mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika is the issue of power cuts. Now, not so long ago, Minister of Energy and Power, Mr. Fortune Chassis himself, echoed sentiments which Nyikayedu owes so much money to Eskom and other companies that give us power. This is something that's affecting entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, and everyday people elizweni. Let's take a look as they tell us more.
Kuti 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 ku
Tutaba lukone kutwini abantu baya kaila labati izinto azimanga ngokuhle lizwe umnumzana oqala yena esithi ugesi lwayahamba ngo 5 bese lubuya I during the night so umuntu sokumele ukuthi atshintshe clock yakhe asebenze ebusuku ukuze athole ithuba lokusebenza lapho kulogesi elizwe njalo omunye ugogo umama esekhuluma esithi abantwana bona labo they can't read anymore ngoba ngathi sengiyothenga ikhandlela liyabiza imali eningi njalo if I go buy firewood yabiza imali eningi angisela imali yokuthenga zonke lezi zinto so ngiyabashiya abantwana bayosibhodela bayedlala ngaphandle nxa sekuyisikhathi sokuthi sibabize bangene phakathi siyababiza kodwa hayi kuthiwa the whole day umntwana uyazobe ezenzela intando yakhe ngaphandle ngenxa ukuthi ngamtshela ukuthi buya come it's time to read I can't ngoba kumele yena they need electricity lights for them to read Nantu tabulu kone kutwini isimo somnotho siloku siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka mamiraka ita ufumi wenyika anzi kuZimbabwe zvinazvo nakumira mushe asine zuro professor Mthuli Ncube vaka introducer vakati nyayenyu yekuya nema user yekuya nema pula nekuya nema rand chimbomira iwo makasa amchakwanisa kuzvishandisa anzi it's not a bad thing having it on you by the way nokuti pandakaona upa padande mutande some people thought that maybe it's now illegal for me to have forex no that's not what professor Mthuli Ncube was saying he was saying it's okay for you to have forex if you have forex keep all the forex if you have a billion US dollars it's all right keep it kodwa you can't use it to trade elizweni kodwa sokumele uye ebhanga uyotshintsha imali yakho and you come back nama USA ne bond bese uyothenga isinkwa uyothenga ichukela ngezinto ezijeneyo there's certain things that you can still use your US dollars your rands your pulas for such as air flights and you know people in the business community you can still use it to go buy your goods ngaphandle kwelize kodwa elizweni when you're buying ichukela when you're buying isinkwa and the basic essential necessities kumele usebenzise i-local currency nantu tabalu khona egudwini but joining me is my second guest he's also a young entrepreneur elizweni he's the co-founder of Open Minds Initiative he was here not so long ago in Washington DC ngale ku World Bank ebanikeza labo inkulumo he was talking about development nxa sisixoxisana ngokuthuthukisa kana tichitaura nezvekusimudzira vanhu vechidiki joining me live via telephone kubva ku Zimbabwe uko ndivatate na Magetsi Mr. Magetsi Welcome, mune chirongwa chedu.
Thank you, Nkoma, ikizviri sei?
Mushe, Nkoma, zviri kufamba.
Kubata, ungoona nyidzi dzatiri kutaura.
Right, ndachimbotaurawo navatenda ichoto, navo is a businessman munyika. Ndichivatsanangurira ndikati nezuro takanzwa Professor Mthuli Ncube vachiti hanzi, kana une bond rako, hanzi kana une pula rako, kana une rand, kana une user, chimbomira kuzvishandisa munyika nekuti hazvichabvumidzwa. Wakufana kuenda kubank onochinja mari yako obata obata bond obata RTGS oya uzotenga zvinhu zvako munyika imi seve chidiki varuta zvema business muri kuzvitambira sei munyika
izvizvinhu zvekuti zvino logic yazvo ino doubtika nguva zhinji because ukatarisa kuti panotorwa currency yakafana nezim dollar yobva yari introducing zim dollar back into the system as the sole currency in a mono currency type of an economy isusu tisina confidence ne zim dollar chona hazvina kwazvinotisvidza so this decision by the government to choke down the idea yekuti accept ma bond inoti affect nenyaya yekuti hakuna munhu angade ku chingeta bond kuti mangwana rinongomukara kwira mune saka izvichawedzera pressure pakuti vanhu vatsvage ma US dollar kuti vangogara vakachengeta mari inoita si inochengeteka zviri consistent
Asi imi seve chidiki vane mabhizinesi munyika muri kushanda seiko this is not a surprise vacho toambotsanangura vakati this seems to be a repetition zvakaitika not so long ago kuZimbabwe tatine mabalance checks takaita zim dollar pakauya zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana kwakuya RTGS zvekare so this is not new to Zimbabwe imi seve chidiki muri kushanda sei
ukatarisa Station Instrument 142 of 2019 yakati yala ichiintroducea zvekutiita zim dollar radzoka ukatarisa kuti pazvese zvayakataura nezvayakaexplaina hapana mobvira pane anything chakanyorwa kuti chakarambidza kuti mapurize achajwe in US ozoretwa into bond Saka ndiro kuna ungoza munu di service yangu yi 20 US. Iyo zoni badara equivalent yi 20 US in bond.
Mm.
That is the only strategy mwenge ilipo. But mm-hmm. Shansama price is yi US.
All right, it's about equivalency, it's about confidence. Bata ipa runare wama gets in tange, nizokere kuna vachoto, tinzo kutuwa noti. Vachoto, mchiripo pa runare rapu. Mr. Choto?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Right. Nyaye confidence keeps coming up, keeps coming up. Earlier on, we were watching ZCTU give a press conference, and for them, they said what Mthuli did was illegal. Is that true?
They said it was what?
It was illegal. Hans introduction. Zira ya waka unzao nyaya yukuti apache sina nyaya yukushandisa ma multi-currencies munyika. Waka yu wano tinema undra au it's illegal. Is that, is what Mr. Professor Mthuli Ncube doing, or what he did per se, legal? Is it, is he allowed to do that? To just wake up mwati, ah, is that shadi ta kushandisa currency?
Yeah, I think he's enacted through the Ministry of Finance Act and as the one who oversees the RRBZ.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the issue of the legalities of it, that's for lawyers to find out. But what we simply know and what we have observed as people in business and as young people in business is that he is actually... This will make things very difficult for people to maneuver, and I agree with my colleague what you were saying also too, that the manner in which it has been introduced, it leaves a lot to be desired, because it's almost like one year just to has come in with an intervention, but I look at it as a policy ambush in my definition, because government has to foster certainty, has to foster business continuity. Some of these decisions, I really wonder, I really don't know if they are fostering now the business continuity. Other mm-hmm. businesses are just going to go out of business if they are not able to restock.
Mm-hmm. All right, regai tukubate ipa mromo vachoto, nditore mtereri, but I'm coming back because I like the idea, what the point that you guys mentioned, the idea of... confidence for an economy to grow. But again, tangen that mtereri, and then I'll come back to both of you as my guests. Kola mtereri, ndukunza kuti maswika parunare usukona usungenile kuhlelo api namchirongwa ndiani?
Ndi Thomas Nyashanu.
Ndiani ari parunare?
Thomas Nyashanu, Gaborone, Botswana.
Dumelang Thomas, ukai?
Litera.
Thank you so much. Ukenile kuhlelo. Welcome. Walena Thomas, what's your opinion on everything happening in Zimbabwe?
Okay, mkoma jonga, nyaya ilipo ipachena ipapo. I think nyaya kuti vanhu havachabvumirwa kushandisa maforex ayo. Inyaya yekuda kusechana muhomwe, just because manzotarira vanhu ana Mthuli vakamboya vachiti na president vachiti wakaonuko uchita break market uchasungwa uchaenda jail for 10 years. Wakanatokono wati zaramba ushanda na asu uno akudzoka nekuti chavari kuda chikwadi chavari kuda vanoda kucorrecta foreign currency yese iri muvanhu kuti vakwanise kushandisa ivo nemhuri dzavo, vakwanise kurarama vachibhururuka vachienda munyika dzavanoda. That's why vakatagetwa masanction vanhu ivavo.
Mara Thomas,
they are time.
Utlo. Is there not a possibility, Ahore, like you said, they're trying to collect forex, but it being the idea yokuti wona nawo forex yokupa business community kuitra kuti in turn you boost the economy?
Yeah, on the other hand, it's okay, but that is not the right way of collecting the foreign currency from these individuals. I'm supposed to bring my own foreign currency. No kuda kwete kunzi ichaenda uno siya ku bank kana siya ku bank andi murikuona kuti zvese zvati nama value exchange munge Zimbabwe zvese zvakavhariswa. Why? Just because those people they train by all means to collect all the foreign currency from the union, but all these are the local guys nevese vari kunze kwenyika vakuzama kuda kutora foreign currency. Hazvishamise nhasi uno muchazo nyaya ichange yakubuda muZimbabwe vachange vakutaura kuti munhu wese ari kutumira foreign currency abva kunze kwenyika achangaiyangopita mabhenki achingopiwa bond paper.
Bond paper hazina kwanoshanda bond paper.
Mhm.
Kubatsana kuri pachena chaiko chaiko kuti whether you like or not, just bring it. It's me who's going, who has got the power to have that foreign currency, not iwewe.
Mm.
Saka I don't think kuti zvakatawana kuti iwewe kuti uprofesa wavo uprofesa chaiwo chaiwo, not uprofesa chaiwo chaiwo anatozivaka. You must know that kuti munina wangu he should have this foreign currency. Kwekuti foreign currency uye cheche kwandiri muhomwe mangu kana ndoshandisa ini ndiri muhurumende. Makaona ma borders, right? Kana chino declare more in, ndokunzi you have to use, you have to pay in foreign currency.
Yeah.
But andimokuona kuti it's a means of correction the foreign currency kubva kuvana ndi. But they are supposed to correct it so nicely kuti hano varume. Mukuona pane nyika. Nyika haina kana foreign currency. Saka toita they were supposed to do the outreach programs vachibvunza muvanhu. That's because nyika itongwene munhu one.
Mm.
Tine maonero akasiyana-siyana. Vanofanira kunge vachibvunzwa kuno uyo nouyo nouyo tese total, and then tova nechisungo chimwe chete chokuti pakuda at least about 3/4 yeZimbabwe kutova zvakadi. So what can we do? Unlike to say mtuinuve ndiye anongopropoza and then na Mnangagwa vobva vapasisa. What's that?
Yakaudzwara.
In makatana nyika dzafana uya in Botswana. Botswana inodi no depend on diamond. But apana magesa ari kudzimwa.
Mm. Mm. Akaudzwa rakaudzwa. Thank you so much Thomas ndokupinda muchirongwa.
Danki ndade.
Danki papa. Right, Zurukandaba Manzwa, the Thomas Angari Parunari. That was Thomas on the line. He was explaining his opinion. He's saying Zimbabwe, Oh, Makasa, you have to fix certain issues before you move over. Right, let me go back to my guest, and Otanga kuna Vama Getsi, mchiripo parunari rapo. Right, you touched on something very essential, the issue of confidence. Now, Hurumende has made this move where they say, okay, right, from today onwards, we're using bonds. How do we then move forward to ensure that people start gaining confidence in the bond, in the RRTGS system, in the EcoCash? How do we move forward? Because for the economy to be fixed, like you said, we need to be confident.
You see, confidence restoration, in my opinion, in a way through revocation of SI-142 of 2019. No solution. The government, like if you watch my declaration of challenges I eat my workers last week. Ekutile my workers in Majinji, anga kuchi request my payment in the US.
Mm.
So by that the government was in a US, yaga payango even though those kind of see the or at US national research out of the bab. So that people do not keep on wishing to have pay like my salary paid in US.
Mm.
And it's a choke down decision. You see, could the city man know gain a confidence? Negotiate as good as half another two board, but that's it. Only to study under where it is. I don't know how to say the Yaman. I don't know how to teach that kid.
Yeah. I watch out.
And the only decision is sustainable. And my solution is I don't know. You are following what it is. I challenge you.
Pastara, 5 minutes muchirongwa, so let me go back to Vachoto and have him wrapping it up. Vachoto, muchiripo parunare. Right, pastara, 5 minutes muchirongwa, so I guess this will be my last question to you. No power vama gets mkano to avareo muchirongwa. Hansi Zimbabwe is open for business. Imataura nyaye confidence. Vamnanga gwaruti. Zimbabwe is back to normalcy. Zimbabwe is open for business. Imin dimiwe business community vacho. How do we move forward ensuring that our currency is backed with some kind of confidence?
Okay. I want to end by calling for political reform in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that most of the problems that we are facing in Zimbabwe, though we are trying to tackle them from an economic point, they are stemming out from a contestation at the political arena. So we need to have a very open conversation and dialogue amongst ourselves as Zimbabweans, first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
to say we have yet contested elections, and this issue has not been truly resolved. once we move to political reform, I feel and I think that the economy will solve itself naturally, because this thing that we are trying to attract, be it SDI, it's capital movement. Mm-hmm. Capital is timid. It does not go to places that are hostile. It does not go to places that have policy ambushes, where you just wake up and you hear that there is no more use of this currency, this is what is going to happen. You know, you need to create credibility. So this level of credibility is by two major political parties in the country to come together on the table and discuss outstanding issues. Once they have resolved that, I want to tell you, it doesn't take long to stabilize the economy. We might be fighting and losing battle. So the two main political actors have to find each other, put aside their arrogances, put aside their elements of pride, come together to say, let's save the economy, because there are hardships on the road.
Vachamisa, if we don't save, Mkoma Choto, vachamisa wakati hanzi shunjuka nakamunyika 2 weeks to gona kukadzirisa chunichi. Is that even possible?
No, that's being childish of President Nelson Chamisa of MDC. I am neither ZANU-PF nor MDC, mm-hmm. but what I know, our problems are stemming from a political crisis, and that crisis has to be resolved, and that's what we need. We need leadership. Leadership from the other end of the party and leadership from also the Chamisa side. They need to come together and solve the problems for Zimbabweans. Zimbabweans are desperate. This is a dire situation which needs a political solution so that the economic solution will be easier road to go through.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tendai Choto, economist, entrepreneur. Thank you so much. Nokupinda mchirongwa wachoto.
Thank you very much, Mkoma Mike.
All right.
Thank you to your viewer.
Thank you. Perfect. Have a good night. To zokera kuna vamagetsi. 2 minutes zasara mchirongwa. Manzwa zvataurwa navachoto. Petai chirongwa mkoma.
I agree with Zvachitaura namukoma Choto kuti the government yakaforsa nomausi in a situation isati yave ready for that. I think there are a lot of economic and political fundamentals which still need to meet before we rush to issues of declaring economic nomausi. Because nomausi of the economy is not declared, it's achieved. That's the difference. And we do not declare kuti zvinhu zvanomau, we achieve nomausi, the process which we have to go through. But the government tried to short circuit that and declare it is normal because we've made this decision on our own. And some of the people, they are presumably based on trial and error intentions. I think the government really needs to consider the sustainability of some decisions before bringing them into the public sphere. Mm. For the safety of us as citizens, and of course, for their own integrity as a government of a nation.
Saka, tichipeta chirongwa choti, is Zimbabwe open for business, yay or na?
Ah, na.
I want to know.
When I'm coming, my dear. Zimbabwe, it only could be before this SIU 142 of 2019. Zimbabwe, I'm going to talk about the index of doing business countries. Zimbabwe is at the bottom already. Mm. And then we introduce more and more. What is this? It's another process that the investors to go through. And my investors want to use their same conscious both time is money. Mm-hmm. Never chase away people from doing business, which means Zimbabwe, we say we are open for business, but we have all our doors gated and closed.
Mm-hmm. I want Kunzo Aizwaganaka Mkoma Tatenda. I wish the program could last longer so we could have you more and more and more and more and more, Pachirongwa. But Nguwa Ndiya Jikanana, Tinotenda Shukuru Nekupina Pachirongwa. Right, Zimbabwe Muhle, Sekusele, 1 minute kuhlelo letu lapasakula ya pasara, 1 minute Mchirongwa, Chinoburuka, Chinomara. Tinotenda Shukuru Munuwesa Pida Mchirongwa, Tatina Vatenda Ichoto, he's an entrepreneur, he's an economist. Tatina Jokare, Vatatenda Magetsi, Ndivoka, co-founder, Wesangano. He's a co-founder, Owenlanganiso, a Open Mind Initiative. Ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenile kuhlelo, sibona ukuthi abantu bathini ekhasini lethu, sivala uhlelo. Nangu umnumzana uDennis uthi nyaya yemali haida kunyanya kudzidza, anzi haidi square foot nema formula. Nangu Bruce uthi the issue of the new currency I think is riddled with skepticism. The government should take more time to introduce money. Iskatsam says Pelile Zulugandava, the tender Zukuru, Munwesa Pinam Chirongwa. Thank you so much, everybody who joined us. This is the Live Talk, the connection with your boy, Mike Hove. I'm your host, Zimbabwe Mushe. Good night. Bye bye.